Michael Rappaport's going to be at the Helium Comedy Club on Sunday night. Tickets, it's available at the Helium Comedy Club site. Just Google it, and you can get tickets 7 and 9:30. Guys, they're doing it. Helium is doing comedy shows at Topgolf. And so you can go in there. And so, like, tonight at 7 and 9:30, they'll have comedians there. And you can enjoy a comedy show and then play some Topgolf, too. I'm going at 7 o'clock to
Are
the
you
7
really?
O'clock
huh.
comedy show. Yeah. Pretty
Who
cool.
are the comedians, you know?
I do not know.
That's even better.
Kind
maybe.
Of a grab bag.
Yeah, yeah. I like that
so,
idea.
So they're teaming up. You know they'll be good because they're teaming up with Helium. And you can go to the Topgolf website. And it's, I think, tonight and tomorrow. And then they've got them in March, too. But that's a pretty cool setup, isn't it? To do comedians for an hour and a half and then you play golf for an hour and a half.
Look, combining great things is never a bad idea.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I like the idea. I've told you guys forever. Ronj, I know you're a huge fan, too.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy to me is, like, one of my favorite things. Like, I just really enjoy it. I find myself driving in the car, listening all the time. I love going to shows, although I haven't gone to as many as I would like to. And I just think that it would be so nice to be able to have the freedom on a stage to basically, pretty much, overall, say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because it really is.
Doesn't matter.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost whatever you want, because it's about the safest medium that is still out there. If you think I say some things right here that are like, I can't believe you say that.
Yeah.
Let me do an open mic night. Yeah.
And by the way, all of us, well, at least Brad and Chris and Randy are dismayed that next week we're going to be out when Steve-O is in town.
What?
Because he's been one of the more entertaining comedians, and I wasn't even here, and I'm still entertained by what Steve-O did.
You weren't here when Steve-O was here?
I was not. Nope.
You missed the episode?
I did.
Oh, my goodness. For those that don't remember, when Steve-O was here, he kicked Meat so hard in the junk that he felt it for 3 or 4 days. Meat, 3 or 4? 3 or 4, at least. He got him to the point where our big boss, John Kiowski, like pulled me to the side and say, "Hey, are you okay?" Like, no, he didn't say that. That's not what John said. He said, "Are you okay?" Like really worried that Meat was going to sue.
He said he couldn't eat. Meat just told me that he couldn't eat.
Yeah, seriously?
Okay. Oh, it wasn't
so, no,
that
come on,
bad.
For real. Did you... Oh, no. Yeah, all right, yeah, he was totally
was
kidding.
Okay.
We've had some good ones on as well. Bob Saget was a fun one.
It was very funny. We should get him again.
Him on. I agree.
I missed that one. That was before my time.
Hmm.
He's a great comedian.
He shocks a lot of people that
yes,
just watch Full House.
Yes, he does.
I'll tell you that right now. Maybe Half-Baked ended up doing that for him, too. I think that was one where people were like, oh, is that... Did Bob Saget just say he used to do what for Coke?
I knew it was the guy we had a couple of weeks ago. I actually wound up going to his set at Helium, and he was terrific. But
JT Miller?
JT Miller,
JT
yes.
Miller. He was very funny.
TJ Miller.
Miller, yeah.
Did he have a bunch of props, he said? He said he brought...
Yeah, he had somebody play a trombone for him, and he juggled. He was great.
Did he see you and recognize you and say, hey?
No, I was towards the back of the room.
Were you on your cell phone? Because he warned you.
Yeah, I was not on my cell phone.
In fact, he saw the light of the cell phone that he was going to wear some people out.
He did a really good job of engaging the audience. So, and I think that's one of the fun things about comics at times is those that can engage the crowd in a good way make it a better show.
Yeah, I really enjoy listening to somebody that can roast the audience, but I would never want to be the one that's getting roasted. Is that
right,
weird?
That's why you sit in the back.
That's why I sit in the back.
No,
so you
don't
pop
want that.
Off, right? Don't have too many drinks early at a venue and say anything. Because these guys are freaking savages. They will ruin your life in a matter of a couple of minutes if you pop off. You think you're funny? Wait till you get in front of a comedian that knows how to like just take you down peg
they
by peg.
Do it for a
it's
living.
It's a beautiful thing. It
well,
really is.
I don't understand what the psychology is of believing you're supposed to be in the crowd and shout back at the guy on stage. I mean, who do you think you are?
Unless they ask
you ever
for
go
that.
To a movie and shout at the movie screen?
No. You laugh and you cry and you go, whoa, I can't believe that happened. But you don't yell at the movie.
That's
you
right.
don't interrupt the film.
No.
Unless you have to make a phone call. That's different.
Randy, we did get a text, by the way, mentioning, I believe it was the TJ Miller show. You said he played the trombone. Did it sound okay?
He didn't. He had a person from the crowd play it. So they'd go, wah, wah.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Pretty cool.
All right, because somebody was wondering if it was rusty.
Uh-huh.
But apparently it was not. It was fine. Uh-huh. Everything about it was great.
So that was fun.
I don't know. We're
going to talk to Michael Rappaport.
Well, let's do
right
that.
Now.
Yeah, that's fine.
He is with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Cardinal World Series champion Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker, and Michael is going to be at the Helium Comedy Club at the Galleria, 7:00 on Sunday and 9:30 on Sunday, and you can get tickets at their website. Michael, good to have you with us, and welcome back to St. Louis. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be performing Sunday night at the Helium Comedy Club. I'm excited to be back in St. Louis, and I appreciate you guys taking the time.
Man, we were just talking about the fact that we'll say some stuff on this show oftentimes where people will be like, how could you say something like that? It may be a little bit off color, maybe a little bit wrong at times, maybe we're too soon every once in a while. But it is nothing like being a stand-up comedian. Do you just love the freedom? I mean, you've done everything in this business, but do you love the freedom of being on stage?
I do love the freedom. That's exactly what I love. I love the unpredictability of it, for better or for worse. I love, you know, walking to the edge and walking it back. You know, the tour, this comedy tour is called Disruptive Comedy. You know, I poke fun at myself and you know, go down the line. But I have a good time doing it. But definitely the freedom is the rush. And you know, stand-up comedy is sort of a never-ending puzzle. You know, as long as you're living and observing and feeling and, you know, being frustrated or everything in between, you know, I think stand-up comedy, you can continue doing it forever. So I'm really enjoying doing it. It's my first time doing it in St. Louis Sunday night. And, you know, I love the Helium Clubs, and I'm excited to perform for the first time Sunday at the Helium Comedy Club in your city, St. Louis.
We were just talking before you came on with us about hecklers and what the psychology of a heckler is, to feel like they need to be part of the show. Is it all booze? What's wrong with hecklers in general?
A lot of it's definitely booze. You know, I haven't had any sort of disruptive hecklers. You know, a lot of times if I have people shouting, they're like, talk about this, talk about that, what do you think of this, what do you think of that? So I haven't had anybody who's been sort of confrontational. I don't know why someone would do that. You know, comedians are trained professionals. They also have the loudest voice in the room because, of course, they have the mics. So I don't know what – I think the majority of the time it has to be, you know, just that one, two, or three too many drinks.
Michael Rappaport at the Helium Comedy Club on Sunday night, and you can get tickets at the Helium Comedy Club website. Michael, this cannot have been a great week for you with your Yankees, with the Stanton injury and with the Severino injury and all the stuff that's happening. It's a deep team. They're going to be pretty good, but it's always a hit when you lose guys like that.
Yeah, it's been frustrating. You know, I think, you know, baseball right now, I'm so down on it because of what happened with the Astros. It's really, you know, I think it's going to, you know, it's going to really be the focus of the entire season. You know, I feel like there's nothing else anyone can do but to sort of sweep it under the rug because it's such a disappointment and it's so – It's such a disappointment, you know, for fans and you know, I know St. Louis is a huge baseball town, and you know, for me and you know the Yankees and you know we went up against them. It's to cheat on that level and the fact that they won the World Series, it's going to be one of the most interesting seasons ever. And yeah, the Yankees, you know, suffering our injuries, you know, we picked up these guys, and now we have to, you know, sort of regroup. So it's very frustrating.
Las Vegas put an over-under out there on how many hit batters that the Astros would have this year. The over-under is at 83.5. What do you got?
That they're going to get hit 83 to
out. That's the over-under.
That's crazy. No, I don't think. Because they're going to stop that. They're going to be tight on it. You can't do that. As much as you want to, you can't do it. It's going to wind up turning it's going to make baseball into worse than it is. And right now, it's, in my opinion, this is worse than the steroid era. That was bad, you know, but at least it was fun. This is not fun. This is an embarrassment. You know, at least the home runs, we were enjoying them while it was happening. This is something else. This is a whole other level of disappointment and stain on professional sports across the board.
I agree with you, and I hold the same stance of it being worse than the steroid era. At the very least, though, while you got a little disdain for baseball right now, who cares? You're right. It's all about the Astros. At least you got the Knicks to look forward to, you know? Is that why you're traveling right now and doing as many dates as you are so you don't have to watch?
Yes, I love the transition. At least you got the Knicks. At least that's going good for me. Yes, that's why I'm on the road and I'm trying to be as far away from New York as possible. The Knicks are pathetic. They've been pathetic. We've been frustrated for years and years and years. We haven't won a ring since I was 3 years old. I wasn't even diaper trained. I was in diapers. I wasn't even potty trained, and I hope that I don't have to be wearing a man diaper the next time they win a championship. I hope I'm not old and, don't know what's going on. It's been frustrating, but the NBA itself is in a good place. It's been a great season, but I do not support the New York Knicks anymore. I refuse to do it.
Well, who do you not support? You don't have a team anymore? I thought you couldn't quit the Knicks.
Oh, no, I quit them. I've done it. I won't watch another game. I don't follow them. I don't care if they win or lose. I'm done. I really am done. I love the NBA so much. You know, there's so much to watch. There's so much young talent across the league. And we're heading into spring soon, and the playoffs are going to be here before we know it. And I can't wait to enjoy it, because I do love the league, and I think it's going to be a great playoff series, a great playoff run. And then we have baseball, and then of course we have football. One of my things about St. Louis, I think it's disgusting that they took away football from St. Louis, because growing up, the Cardinals were such a part of the NFL, you know, in the 70s, 80s. And I think it's a shame that you guys don't have football in St. Louis.
Well, we do too. And we still, I think we kind of dwell on it maybe a little bit too much. We got the Battle Hawks, though. What do you think of XFL?
Well, I've heard that you guys are really into it so far. I mean, I think it's okay. You know, it's not the NFL. I think it's okay. I think it's interesting. I think it's something to watch. I think they should have waited a week or two or three to start it instead of going right after the Super Bowl. But I think it's fun. And, you know, there's so many alternative fans and ways to watch sports and watch TV and all that stuff. So I think it'll do well, and I have no problem with it.
I know you mentioned the Knicks. You're trying to stay away from them, or you are staying away from them altogether. To occupy your time, at least fantasy football is not frustrating for you.
I love it so much. I love fantasy football, and I'm sure St. Louis, even though you don't have a team, I'm sure it's big out there because I know they love football, and they respect football, and they know football out there. I love fantasy. Unfortunately, I came in second in both of my leagues, which was very, very painful. I'm just sort of reeling and getting over those losses. I'll start my preparation in July. I start, of course, the mock drafts, and then I go into duress mock drafting, of course, and then I go into full on draft mode. So I can't wait for that to start up. But right now, I really am focused on basketball. And baseball with my Yankees.
And, of course, being here in St. Louis at the Helium Comedy Club, 7 o'clock and 9:30 Sunday night. Michael, great to have you with us. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys having me on, and I can't wait to rock for the people in St. Louis Sunday night at the Helium Comedy Club. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. It'll be awesome. And you can just go to the Helium Comedy Club website and get tickets there. Coming up next in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. We skipped something earlier that we're going to do now.
I don't know if we did.
Well, you find that.
Take it or leave it. Because we haven't done it yet.
Let's do that.
Let's go.
It's coming your way. Take it or leave it on 101 ESPN.